Today, we will finally study some of the most popular applications of AI to tourism. Luckily, the tourism sector is not a branch of computer science. It also involves human feelings, the sensation of being welcomed, the feeling that you can count on someone, even if you are far from home. All the human relationships involved when you organize an event or when you guide someone in the mountains. All these feelings cannot be replaced by an algorithm, as we said many times. So AI won't disrupt the tourism sector, as it has done to many other sectors. Its effect on the tourism sector will be more indirect, because if millions of people lose their jobs, for example, they won't be able to travel a lot. Anyway, even so, AI has already rewritten the rule book of the travel industry. AI, in fact, is now both the new travel assistant and the new travel agent. For example, the traditional search of the hotel, restaurant, museums, flights, etc., is going to be replaced by a simple conversation with your AI. Travel guidebooks already decreased a lit before the rise of AI, but now they are disappearing. This industry has collapsed. Think to the last time you bought a travel guidebook or a travel map, and you will understand why.
The most popular use of AI in tourism is for getting real-time information of the places you are visiting. Examples: imagine you are visiting Japan. You see a monument, take your smartphone, and asks Gemini or Claude, "Tell me something about this monument." Or, "Tell me which line of the metro I should take to go there." Or which areas of the city are better to avoid because they are dangerous. There are even apps like Road Trippers that are able to anticipate your needs. Imagine you are driving. Suddenly, your AI tells you to exit at the next town if you want to visit a museum of an artist that you like. As you know, while an AI chatbot can just talk to you, AI agents can also do tasks for you, including booking tickets. For example, they can find the best Mexican restaurant nearby and book for tonight at 2 p.m. for two people, thanks to the integration of language models with popular apps such as TheFork. One of the most useful uses of AI agents is to replace expensive software, such as the many CRM tools employed in tourism to manage your customers. This shift from monthly subscription to free software has been called the SaaS apocalypse, as software companies lost $1 trillion in the stock market last January. This year, finally, after 3 years of waiting, YouTube introduced automatic video dubbing using AI in 14 or more languages. This is a super useful feature that is now available to all content creators and influencers. They now can increase 10 times the number of users that can watch their videos. This is a huge bonus. If you are a travel blogger or you work for a DMO and your promotional videos are in English and/or in Italian, now they are also in all the most spoken languages of the world, and you can attract much more tourists than before. You will find a video example in the slides.
In case of the hospitality sector, instead, the biggest disruption doesn't come from AI, but from the much simpler technology of the self-check-in. With this information technology, you can do the check-in online through a web portal, and then you will find the key of the apartment you booked inside a security box near the entrance of the accommodation, so you are never attended in person by another human being during all your stay. These are just a few examples, but the tourism field is so vast that we cannot study them all. Also, finding updated information is not easy because AI is evolving so quickly that every day there are many important advancements. If you want to understand the impact of AI on a particular branch of tourism, nowadays you have a powerful tool at your disposal: Netbook LM. We already used it during the first semester to generate nice podcasts, but a few months ago they updated it, and now it can also generate videos, presentations, and infographics, not only from traditional web searches, but also from deep researches. You're not sure which are the recent advancements of AI on tourism, sales, and marketing? No problem. You open Notebook LM and ask it to generate a video with the answer you seek, or a presentation, or a podcast, in any language you want.
In the next lesson, we will watch some of these videos and continue with the review of the main applications of AI to tourism.